KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's mostly clear and 9 degrees below zero. Wind chill advisories in effect until 9 a.m. forecast and most area counties, and until 10 a.m. for the far west and southwest counties. Very cold wind chills can be expected today, as low as 25 degrees below zero. And if your skin is exposed, frostbite could occur in as little as 30 minutes. So wear appropriate clothing, a hat and gloves if you have to be outside for any extended length of time. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. In local news, the Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department held its annual dinner and awards banquet this past Saturday night. During the event, Jake Vetter was named Firefighter of the Year, and Jim Shannon was recognized as Officer of the Year. Former Fire Chief Mark McNeese was recognized for his 13 years of service as Chief. Tim Campbell and Doug Sanbothy were also recognized for their 20 years of service to the Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department. Police in Red Oak reported a traffic stop at around 2:30 Sunday morning resulted in the arrest of a Clarinda woman. 31-year-old Shauna Renee Carlson was arrested for OWI first offense. She was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. Authorities say a collision between a semi-trailer and a car left two people dead in Sioux City. The crash occurred around 9:30 p.m. Sunday. Police say the northbound semi hit the eastbound car at an intersection. The 19-year-old man and 18-year-old woman in the car were pronounced dead at the scene. The truck driver wasn't injured. The names of those involved and other details about the crash have not yet been released. Officials at the Council Bluffs Police Department report a police vehicle was rear-ended at around 1:35 a.m. Saturday while an officer was covering an accident on Interstate 80 eastbound at mile marker 2. Authorities say that the police vehicle was parked in the right lane facing east with his emergency lights activated when the vehicle was struck from behind. The police officer and driver of the vehicle that struck his cruiser were transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha for evaluation of their injuries. The driver of the vehicle that struck the police cruiser was from Bellevue, Nebraska. A passenger in his vehicle was taken to a Council Bluffs hospital for injuries to his face and wrist. No names have been released. Authorities said this time it appears that speed and alcohol were factors in the crash, which remain under investigation. An out-of-control pickup truck struck a vehicle that had slid into the ditch Friday and nearly struck two people who were out with the other vehicle. State Patrol says the accident happened around 12:04 p.m. on Interstate 80 westbound near mile marker 58 in Cass County. There's video of that accident on the State Patrol's Facebook page. The patrol says a 2013 Ford Super Duty pickup driven by 24-year-old Sharon Williams of Sewanee, Georgia, was traveling in the right lane just before the accident took place. The driver of a 2019 Hino straight truck and a state trooper were walking around the truck and checking out the front end damage. Williams was traveling too fast for road conditions, authorities said. She lost control of her pickup, which left the road and entered the north ditch before hitting the front end of the straight truck. Authorities say she narrowly missed striking the driver of the truck and the trooper. Injured in the crash was 42-year-old Skeeter Hutchinson of Burlington, New Jersey, and 47-year-old Michael Adger of Omaha. Both were transported by medevac to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Atlantic Fire and Rescue assisted at the scene. The American Red Cross has extended its urgent call for donors of all types of blood to give blood or blood platelets. With influenza escalating around the country and preventing some donors from giving, the winter weather threatening to cancel blood drives, so the Red Cross now has a critical shortage of type O blood and urgently needs donors to restock the shelves. Currently, the Red Cross has less than a three-day supply of type O blood available for patient emergencies and medical treatments. Type O positive blood is the most transfused blood type and can be given to Rh positive patients of any blood type. While just 7% of the U.S. population has type O negative blood, it can be transfused to patients with any blood type and is what hospital staff reach for during emergencies when there isn't time to determine a patient's blood type. Every day, the Red Cross must collect nearly 13,000 blood donations and more than 2,600 platelet donations for patients who rely on blood to survive. Shortfalls in donations can cause delays in essential medical care for those patients. Again, donors of all types of blood are needed, especially O positive and O negative. Make an appointment to get blood or blood platelets now. You can do so using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, going to redcrossblood.org or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you can enable the blood donor skill on any Alexa Echo device. Some upcoming blood donations opportunities can be found in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. They include on January 27th in Exira at the Exira Recreational Center from noon until 6, in Anita February 11th from noon until 6 at the Anita Community Center, in Lewis on January 29th from noon until 5:30 at the Lewis Community Center. in Shelby on February 8th from 7:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Shelby Community Building. Also in Defiance on February 4th from noon until 6 at St. Peter's Hall. And Elkhorn on January 28th from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Again, those are just some of the upcoming blood donation opportunities. In the funeral announcement, Patrick Castle, age 63, of Anita, died January 14th at CCMH. Funeral services for Pat Castle will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. LaVon Markison, age 88, of Audubon, died Friday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for LaVon Markison will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Donnie Powell, age 74, of Messina, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Donnie Powell will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. John Zimmerman, age 70, of Westphalia, died Wednesday at the Murtu Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for John Zimmerman will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Nancy Lee Reiner, age 76, of Cedar Rapids, died January 13th. A memorial service for Nancy Reiner will be on Thursday at 1 o'clock at the Tien Funeral Home in Cedar Rapids. Elsie Bell Cashnoe, age 96, of Weslaco, Texas, and formerly of Marnie, died Wednesday in Weslaco. Liberty Chapter No. 230 Order of Eastern Star Service and a funeral service for Elsie Bell Cashnoe will be held on Thursday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Donna McLaren, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly a longtime Cumberland Messina area resident, died December 22nd. A celebration of life memorial service for Donna McLaren will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bernice Meyer, age 94, of Exira, died January 14th at the Salem Lutheran Home. A celebration of life memorial service for Bernice Meyer will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Arlene Raub, age 94, of Audubon, died November 11th. A celebration of life memorial service for Arlene Raub will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. And Norma Jean Richter, age 91, of Adair, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Norma Richter are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears Building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.